5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka-Dot! 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 Afro Circus!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad...
and a mom.
Talk what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research.
And find what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Barry Ricks. And with me, I have Crystal Giggles McGee. with me as well. So it's one of those nights where we just we have lots of giggles and we might be getting them out on this episode. So
I think they're gone.
They're gone. The giggles are gone.
Maybe. I think I'm just tired.
I'm tired.
I can't stop laughing.
You know those moments where you have so much stress and tiredness in your life, all of a sudden you just start bursting out laughing and you can't control it. That's kind of how we've been for, like, the last 20 minutes trying to start recording this episode.
We started recording this intro, like, 10 times. And we just kept laughing.
So we're just like, let's just go with it. And they can see how giggly we are. So, hi, guys. Welcome. This is The Clown Car Parenting Podcast. We have four kids, ages 8, 6, 4, and 2. Two boys, two girls. And, yeah. Life can be pretty crazy sometimes.
Yes, that's why I'm laugh stressing.
Stress laughing. Laugh strepping.
Strepping.
Strepping. So, we're strepping.
We're strepping.
That's the title of this episode.
Oh,
we're
man.
Strepping. But yeah, so let's talk about our crazy circus.
Let's do.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, this is where we talk about just our life and what happened throughout the week. And it wasn't necessarily the most eventful week, but we still have some stuff to talk about.
Sure.
Yeah. Why don't you start?
I'm going to start by saying how unfair that you got here before me and got the comfy chair.
Well, I wanted to get another comfy chair, but someone didn't want to get another comfy chair.
I'm in a folding chair and you're in the big soft...
Because thing. I'm the master of the computer.
Oh, they're going to save the house.
No.
And then I was going to punch your face.
No, of the computer. No, you're master of the house. But the computer is my domain.
It's true.
So, but anyway. You got some stories for us?
Sure. Besides you having the cool chair?
Yep. Well, it was my birthday present.
This week was crazy. I babysat. Your turn.
Well, not only did she babysit, but she babysat for 4 days in a row,
right,
for most of the day. And so, you know, having an extra kid around can, you know, add all sorts of extra elements to the day. So,
right. And they had to drop him off because their circumstances at 4 a.m. And so that was different.
I mean, we were very happy to help them because they really needed someone to watch their kid that long. But, you know.
4 a.m. was hard.
4 a.m. was hard, and having that extra dynamic, you know.
No, what was hard was the day when they got here 4.
Yes.
And then I just couldn't get back to sleep till 5, and then our kid got up at 6. Excuse me. And then she went and woke up everyone.
Everyone.
So everyone was up at 6, and everyone was really...
cranky that day.
Oh, that breakfast when we're all there, and I don't think a single one of us was smiling that day.
No, but... so... so that is another reason why you're so giggle. You're strepping.
Yeah.
So
yesterday was emotional, and today I'm just laughing it all off.
That's right. Laugh it off. It's the best medicine, right? That's what they say.
No, the best medicine is antibiotics.
Ooh, yay.
Which I'm on.
Yay! Woo! Finally. So hopefully we can finally start it, have an episode where we're not saying Crystal's sick.
Yeah.
So.
Still feeling it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we babysat for 4 days, and then tonight we babysat.
We babysat some more.
Tonight was insane.
Yeah, because there's like 12 kids.
Yeah, because we've mentioned we took a parenting and a marriage class at our church, and then we thought it'd be helpful if we turned around and babysat for when they ran their next
Class. Kind of like a pay it forward, you know.
Yeah.
People watched our kids, so now we should be willing to watch other people's kids.
Right. So, but tonight there was extra kids for a different meeting.
Yes.
So it was just chaotic.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know, only a few kids cried every now and then, but, you know.
Not because of us.
No broken bones, no blood either, so that was good. So we're good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but it was a lot. A lot of kids this week.
Yes.
And then school's out next week, so it's going to be kids all the time.
All week long.
Like Miss Hannigan.
So all week long is because of the Thanksgiving holiday that we celebrate here in America, that the kids will have the whole week off. I don't get the whole week off of work, but I do get a couple days off, so.
I don't get the week off either.
That's true.
It's going to be even extra
actually,
work.
You actually get overtime this week rather than not getting a week off. So.
But it'll be fun.
Yes.
I like having my kids home.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But, so.
Has pros and cons.
Besides babysitting, which I can't share any stories about that because it's not my kid to share stories about. But
that's right.
I had some good ones.
Yeah, always good stories.
But I guess my biggest story for the week was we got to that point, because I didn't go grocery shopping at all this week while I was babysitting, because I was not going to lug extra kids to the store.
Yes.
But we're down to one bowl of cereal. You poured it.
Not even a bowl of cereal. It was like a half bowl of cereal.
It was like an actual serving size of cereal. We usually like two servings.
Not a real serving size. the recommended serving size.
Yeah. And so we had this, Barry poured the cereal and he's like, there's one bowl left. So who wants toast? And so all the kids wanted toast, but Jackson was still sleeping. And I was sitting there like, oh, I hope I get this cereal. And then all the kids picked toast, which we really don't eat toast that very often.
It's kind of a treat.
Yeah. And so all the kids go to school and I'm all excited. But then Jackson gets out of bed and he sees me pouring the milk into the cereal and I'm about to take a bite. And he goes, hey, just like that, looking at me like, what?
He's like, dude, that's totally mine.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, fine. So I slide the bowl over to him and he sits down and he looks at it. And then he just starts playing with his toys.
Yep.
And then so a few minutes later, before it gets nasty soggy, I bring the bowl back over to my side, and I'm about to take a bite. And from across the room, I hear, hey! And so I'm like, get over here and eat it! So he comes back to the table and takes one bite. And then I resigned myself to, like, a piece of bread. I don't even think I had toast. I can't remember.
You just had floppy bread. You didn't even toast it.
No, I did. I made two pieces of toast.
Okay.
Remember that? Were you there?
No.
Okay. Maybe I'm mixing up a different day.
Maybe.
Anyway, so I grab something else, and then he's playing, and all of a sudden he's like, Mommy, Mario, Mario? That means, can I play Mario? And I was like, not until you're done with your cereal. So he goes over the table, and I'm like, good, he's finally going to eat it. And all of a sudden I hear, clunk! And I look over, and he threw his full bowl of cereal into the sink. And he turns around and he goes, I done! My yolk! So no one got to eat the cereal!
You didn't tell him to finish his cereal. You said, you can't.
Not until you're done.
Not until you're done. And
I done!
And he was done.
Oh, I'm so mad. I was like, I could have eaten that.
You're like, no!
It was like a slow-mo moment.
No! Cereal!
Yeah, right. So, that was my frustrating moment.
So, well, another frustrating moment with Jackson this week is, and it's kind of ironic and funny because we talked about it like last week, didn't we? about parenting like mistakes, and we made one of them, but we knew that we were making it though.
What did we do?
Jackson was getting really cranky.
Oh.
Really cranky, but. Yeah. But like Crystal said, we had no cereal, we had no other things, and so we're like, we have to go to the store, but it was like right around when, if he does take a nap, because he doesn't always take a nap.
He never takes a nap.
But when he does, it's always at this certain point of time, and he was getting cranky, but we're like...
No, he woke up cranky. That kid was rotten day.
But it was the only time we had to go to the store, because we had other things we needed to do later. And so we took a cranky kid to Walmart, and not the whole time, but... A good majority of the time, he was pretty cranky.
Well, it took us like 5 minutes to get him out of the car.
Yeah.
Because he just stood there and he just kept going, no,
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 no.
I think I heard a year's worth of no's on Saturday morning.
Yeah. He was the boy of no.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we went to the store, and he finally got, excuse me, got all happy with his siblings until we got to the toy aisle, and yeah. he saw Mario.
Yeah.
It was one of those, what do they call, what are those things called?
Amiibos.
Amiibos. If you know what those are, they're little figurines.
They're for the Wii U.
Yeah. He would not leave that, and everyone else moved on to, like, the next three aisles, and I'm still over there like, come on, Jackson. Because I didn't want to pick him up or he'll freak out. And then he finally put it away. And then he found a Mario chess set. And that was it. That was
the end of the game. Big box game.
He had to carry that around for the rest of the store.
Yep.
And he didn't want to ride in the basket. So he's carrying this giant box. Giant for him. Down the aisle. And at one point, he got ahead of me. Because you were walking ahead with some of the kids.
Yeah.
And he was walking behind you. And I was walking behind him. And then I was waiting for Lacey at the back of the line. And then Jackson, I hear him going, Mommy? Daddy? And he's just standing there, and I see all these people turn around like, Lost child!
Lost child!
And so I kept up to him. But here's the thing. I put my arm on him and started pushing him forward, and people were looking at me like, is that really his mom? I got two people that looked at me with this look like, I don't know about you.
I think you're reading into it too
No,
much.
I wasn't. You say that every time, but you weren't there.
I was there.
They were. No, you weren't. You were ahead of us. No, people are don't. Well, look at your friend. We went to a thing, and this lady was like, don't ever go to Walmart alone. You'll get attacked and kidnapped.
You'll get kidnapped.
And her basis was something she saw on Facebook.
And if you're listening to the show, you know who you are.
I'm just saying, people are afraid of Walmart people. I'm a Walmart person. And they thought I was trying to kidnap my own child.
Yep. So.
A little stinker.
And you know, speaking of children, I think two of them are sitting at our door
listening
to our episode. So I'm going to have to lean back and say, go to bed! All right.
Silence.
So hopefully they're listening to me and going to bed. But, yeah, so that was a fun experience at Walmart.
Now,
as Walmart usually is.
The other thing that's frustrating is that our car broke down. So we're driving our brother, my little brother's van. He's letting us borrow it for the week. And you in our van, our kids' chairs are separated from each other.
Yeah, the minivan, the middle seat isn't one solid seat. It's two separate seats.
Far away from each other.
With a middle section.
And usually when our kids are grumpy, we drive around until they fall asleep. But now we're
they're right next to each other. So there is no separation of the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old.
Yeah, so they're poking each other and playing with each other's toys.
But actually they're very friendly to each other. They haven't fought or cried. They're just loud and exuberant when they're right next
and
to each other.
Kicking your chair.
Yeah, and kicking my chair. Ugh.
I'm just saying, we've not seen a nap in a long, long time.
Except today. He did take a nap today.
Yeah.
And so did she.
Yeah, but it took a while.
It did.
Anyway, I'm just saying, there's been some off moments this week.
Yeah.
The other thing that made me laugh was we mentioned last week about Jackson never wanting to wear shoes, and we were at this choir practice, and one of the older ladies in our choir was like, I'm going to start calling your son NS.
And we're like,
what is that?
What? NS?
She's like, NS, no shoes.
No shoes.
And for the rest of the rehearsal, she was calling him, hey, NS.
NS. Hey, NS.
I was like, ooh, that should catch on.
It's kind of funny.
It's cute.
NS.
And sums him up perfect.
That's right.
No shoes.
But some fun things, especially for our oldest, that are going on. He's been really into drawing lately.
Yeah, it has been fun.
And it's been fun because he's a really good drawer. And I really like seeing his pictures. And he's finally, like, using his imagination to create his own things. And that's fun, too.
Right. Well, what makes this a big deal is when he was little, he decided he wasn't a good drawer. And so I've never seen him try to draw a face. Whenever he does a stick figure, he just blacks out their face.
Yeah.
So it's like this emotionless blob stick figure.
Blob man.
If a stick can be a blob, that's what it is.
That's right.
But now he's drawing awesome stuff, so it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see your kids advance.
That's right.
Get better.
It was.
Or like, our 4-year-old handed us a napkin this morning, or yesterday.
It was
yesterday. She's like, look what I drew. And it was like the perfect drawing of a dinosaur.
It was a little, like, baby dinosaur.
Yeah.
But it was super good.
It was really good to the point where I was like, Barry, look at this. And you're like, she didn't draw that.
Yeah, I had to ask the older siblings if they drew it. And they're like,
trust her.
And they're like, no, she did it. And I was like, what?
I know. And so, I don't know. Maybe we have some art to talent in our family.
That's awesome.
It's been fun.
We should foster that.
We should.
Yes. But also another thing, fun thing about Grayson is that Grayson is now an employed man. He has his first job ever given to him, which is we have some friends and they went out of town for the whole week of Thanksgiving to visit family, but they have lots of pets. And so they hired Grayson at a whopping $5 a day, which is huge in my opinion.
Yeah.
Crystal and I are like, why didn't they just hire us? We would have done it for $5 a day.
I could have got us dinner Tilly's.
That's right. But so he's responsible for getting their mail, you know, feeding their cat, their tarantula and their fish and making sure everything looks good, and he has to do that every day. So, and he's getting paid for it, and it's exciting because he'll have his own money to, like, purchase something.
Well, what I love is how serious he's taking it.
Yeah.
Like, you should have seen him. We pulled up at their house, and he's like, okay, first thing is mail. I'm going to go get the mail. And so I'm the kind of person he wants to be like, let me help you, you know? But this time I was like, I'm going to let him do everything. And you could just see he was proud.
He was on top of it, yeah.
I'm proud of him, too.
So he did a good job. And hopefully he will continue to do a good job the rest of the week.
Yeah, and he's excited because he wants to buy himself stuff.
Yep.
So, last thing on your list, looks like.
Oh, did we cover your list?
Yeah, that was it for me.
Wow.
I babysat, period, remember? Okay,
well, I had a bad dad moment and a good dad moment. All in one day. So, at church, there's a nursery, you know, where the little kids, you know, that are 18 months to 3 years old go, and I was helping in there today, and I like to get down with the kids and play with them and everything. And there was a mother in there that helps out or watches her daughter and while she's in there. And I was playing with all the kids, and I was even playing with her daughter, and she's like, oh, she's like, I bet your kids just have so much fun at home with you. And I was just like, she should have just shot me in the heart with an arrow, because I was like, I could be totally better and more like what I'm being right now, but with my own kids at home. And it felt like I was being good at that moment with all these kids, but I'm like, it made me realize that I can be way better.
Yeah, like how often do you get down and play with kids?
Yeah, so it's just like, oh, it was like a bad dad moment. And so after church today, Crystal and I like to have our alone time. It's like the only time during the daytime that we get our...
We call it MDATAC.
Yeah, Mommy, Daddy...
Mommy, Daddy, alone time after church.
After church.
MDATAC.
And we were really tired, so we proceeded to just try to take a nap. And some of our kids weren't...
I didn't try.
Some of our kids weren't having it, so I went out with the kids and let... Crystal have some of her beauty sleep, and I was sitting there, and they were making perler beads, and usually I just like, you know, they make it, and the last few times they've made perler beads, we haven't ironed them, and so they just eventually get destroyed and put away, and so, but I was like, no, that's not gonna happen this time. So once they were done, I ironed them immediately, and so they had them, and they were playing with them the rest of the day, and then I was just sitting there, and our six-year-old's like, Dad, you know, Daddy's, he's like, she's like, do you want to play Legos and build Legos with me? And in my mind, I was like, ugh, no, not really. I just want to sit here. But then I was like, no, I need to, you know, put them before myself. So I got down, and I built an awesome Lego tower of coolness, and we had a good time. And then we ended up playing a board game with the kids, too. So a card game. So it was good. So I've determined that I need to be more playful on a regular basis.
And
well, I should be happy, yes. But yeah.
What I loved, though, on my part was I was laying in bed. Well, the reason why you got out in the first place is because Lacey was pounding on our door like, they're not sharing the iPad, because they follow pictures online.
Yeah.
And so Barry went out to go referee, and she's out there throwing the craziest, what it seen, I don't know, but she's like, they just won't share it, I can't do it. And I hear them, Barry's trying to be calm, like, well, what can we do? And all of a sudden she's like, I just want to go sleep with Mommy!
And so I was like, then go!
I know, it was like psycho. And so she came back here crying and just snuggled up with me, and in like 2 seconds she was out.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting there snuggling with her, and I was like, well, now I can't leave.
I have to take a nap
now. I
guess
I need to take a nap. So I was being a good mom too.
That's right. Taking a nap with your daughter.
That's right.
So, but yeah, that's it for our crazy week. It's Thanksgiving coming up next week.
Woo!
And so,
unlike other people, I love this holiday.
Yeah, well, I like this holiday too.
It's like the forgotten.
It involves food.
Yeah.
And what holiday isn't, you know, why wouldn't you love a holiday that involves food? So as per our tradition for holidays on
sorry, the turkey.
On the clown car, we are going to do fun facts that you didn't know about Thanksgiving.
But we're doing something different.
Yeah, we're doing something different. We didn't pre-read this article.
So if it's awful, we're sorry.
But it's CNN, so I bet their facts are pretty factual. But it's just we just wanted to kind of be like, read it and have our first initial reactions rather than just like, oh, we read this before and this is what we thought.
Yeah.
So we're doing something new. All right. So number one.
Oh, I'm yawning.
All right. Bored already.
I'm done laughing. Now I'm just really tired.
All right. A tradition is born. So it says TV dinners have Thanksgiving to think. In 1953, someone at Swanson misjudged the number of frozen turkeys it would sell that Thanksgiving by 26 tons. Some industrious soul came up with the brilliant plan. Why not slice up the meat and repackage with some trimmings on the side? Thus, the first TV dinner was born.
Thank you, industrious soul.
See, thank you, industrious soul. I mean, it's smart, but like, honestly, I don't really like TV dinners that much.
It depends on what it is. Like, there's some I could eat all the time.
Well, there's some, like, when I think of a TV dinner, I think of, like, the turkey dinner. Like, you have your turkey and, like, a little bit of mashed potatoes, the nasty vegetables that come with it, and then, like, that fried brownie or whatever. And I was just like, and it's not good. Now, the things that I really love that are, like, that you would consider, I don't know, a TV dinner. I love pot pies. Throw a pot pie in there. It could even be the cheap ones, and I will gobble those things up. But the Marie Callender pot pies, oh my, those are so good.
Wow, that was really detailed.
That's right. But anyway.
Well, I like the meatloaf one. I don't know why.
I like meatloaf.
It's not even good, but I love it.
All right, so number two.
Number two. Going shopping.
Number two.
Okay, it says going shopping. Not if you're a plumber. Black Friday is the busiest day.
Not if you're a plumber. What does that mean? What is that?
Okay. Black Friday is the busiest year of the day for them, according to Roto-Rooter, the nation's largest plumbing service.
I guess if we were just continuing reading it, this is why.
After all, someone has to clean up after household guests who overwhelm the system.
Oh,
too much Thanksgiving dinner.
So, wow, the busiest day of the year is the day after Thanksgiving.
It makes sense because all your family's there and they overate like crazy.
Wow.
Gross.
I didn't think that's where it was going when it said going shopping. So,
not if you're a plumber.
Not if you're a plumber. All right. Number three, this land is my land. It is not your land. Anyway, there are four.
That's not the words.
This land is my land.
This land is your land.
This land's not your land.
It's not your land.
No, they have variations like
no,
that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Like when they have political, like when George Bush was running against
this land was made for you and me.
This land will surely vote for me.
I've never heard that.
Oh, come on.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Good times.
It's our land.
All right, this is my land. There are four places in the U.S. named Turkey. Louisiana's Turkey Creek is the most populous with a whopping 440 residents.
Wow.
There's also Turkey, Texas, Turkey, North Carolina, and Turkey Creek, Arizona.
Oh, hey, I would love to live in Turkey, Texas.
I know. Turkey, Texas. Oh, let's not forget the two townships in Pennsylvania, the creatively named Upper Turkey Foot and Lower Turkey Foot.
Turkey, Texas.
Turkey towns. That's weird.
That is. That's awesome. You think there'd be more, though, because, well, I don't know. I've never driven through, like, Eagleville or Pigeon Forge.
Bald Eagle Town.
Right.
Where are you from? I'm from Bald Eagle. I can tell.
Welcome to Peacock Town.
Peacock.
Okay. Nice. Number four, leaving a legacy. When Abe Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday, it was thanks to the tireless efforts of a magazine editor named Sarah Josepha Hale. Her other claim to fame? She also wrote the nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb. What?
Mary had a little lamb and then I made Thanksgiving.
I know. I think Mary would have a little turkey.
That's right. So
that's interesting.
That is very interesting.
And go women. Woot. We would start the food holiday.
Woman power! All right. Yeah, start the holiday where you slave in the kitchen all day long. Yeah, go women.
That's progressive.
That's progressive thinking. Get in the kitchen! Sorry. Anyway, number five. Gobble, gobble. Not so fast. Only male turkeys called toms gobble. Females called hens cackle.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, we're good at gobbling.
So that's
the talent of ours.
That's right. All right, number six.
Have it your way.
I do.
Is that McDonald's? Have it your way. Is it McDonald's?
I thought that's, puts a smile on your face or something. I don't know.
Well, now it's da-da-da-da-da.
I'm loving it. That's right.
Who's Have It Your Way?
It might have been McDonald's. If you remember who it was, put it in the show notes.
Maybe it says in this one.
That's right. Maybe.
If Ben Franklin did, the turkey would be our national bird.
That's right.
An eagle, he wrote in a letter to his daughter, had bad moral character. A turkey, on the other hand, was a much more respectable bird.
He always said, a turkey is a noble creature.
Oh, yeah, look at him.
Yeah, weird.
Ugly and fat.
I like the bald eagle better. But he does kind of look pompous, doesn't he?
How do they have bad moral character? Because they eat things?
Because they're pompous looking. Look at him, he's like, I am a cucky eagle. I eat.
You sound British.
Well, they did come from...
I'm a cocky eagle. That was a horrible accent. Moving on.
Moving on. All right. Number seven. Born in the USA. Thanksgiving is not just an American holiday. What? Canadians celebrate it too, except they do it the second Monday in October.
Then what's the point?
We knew that because we had a friend that was Canadian, and he celebrated the... Canadian Thanksgiving Day.
He celebrated everything about Canada.
Yeah, he was proud Canadian.
He was.
He loved it.
Aw, Canadians.
All right.
Break out the monarchies.
The monarchies?
The first day of Hanukkah and Thanksgiving come together today for the first time since, like a menorah.
A monarchy. Okay.
So the first day of Hanukkah and Thanksgiving come together today for the first time since 1888. Scientists say the confluence won't occur again for another 70,000 years, give or take a millennium.
Oh, well, we got to see if this article is from this year, though.
Well, we'll check in a minute.
No. We got to know. We got to know.
Nope.
2013.
Oh, we missed it for another 70,000 years.
We missed the monarchy.
Darn.
Darn monarchy. All right.
This sounds like a highfalutin or... You know, you dang monarchy.
Dang you, monarchy.
I got monarchied again.
All right, number nine. Doomed from birth. Those poor turkeys, they don't stand a chance. Just look at the name we've gave them. A turkey less than 12 weeks old is called a fryer roaster. Are you serious?
That's sad.
A turkey less than 12 weeks old is called a fryer roaster?
We're going to call you drumstick and glaze.
You are original recipe and you're extra crispy.
That is so sad. Well, it reminds me, today for our babysitting.
she's laughing because she saw a funny picture underneath our article that we're reading.
I didn't see it. The mic was blocking it.
Anyway. We were babysitting.
Oh, right. Well, and tonight I thought, let's color Thanksgiving pictures. And so I looked up silly turkey coloring pages.
Yeah.
And by the time I was done, I was like, humans are horrible. Because it's all these pictures of turkeys saying, like, don't eat me, you know, or eat pork. Or one even has a turkey.
What about the pigs, then?
One,
poor pigs.
One has a picture of a turkey, like a live, cute turkey on a plate, and there's the hatchet above it, and it says, this isn't going to end well.
Come like, on, that's funny.
Oh, it's sad. So, poor little fryer roasters.
Fryer roasters.
Anyway. Number 10, talking turkey. Period. Why is it called a turkey? Oh boy, this will take some explaining. Back in the day, the Europeans took a like to the guinea fowls imported to the continent. Since the birds were imported by Turkish merchants, the English called them turkeys. Later, when the Spaniards came to America, they found a bird that tasted like those guinea fowls. When they were sent to Europe, the English called those birds turkeys as well.
Oh.
That's not very funny.
Oh, I don't think it was supposed to be funny.
But it wasn't.
But, well, it was informational.
It's not as sad as a fryer roaster.
Fryer roaster.
But there you go.
There you go. 10 things you may not have known about Thanksgiving. So.
Poor plumbers.
Poor plumbers.
And poor baby turkeys.
Baby fryer roasters. Roosters.
Fryer roasters.
Fryer roasters.
Like fry.
Was it roasters or roosters?
Roasters. Fryer roasters.
Was it fryer roasters? Okay. Just making sure.
Poor Flem Cliff.
Dang, Minurky. Minurky.
Minurky. Wow, we're failing.
Minurky. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You're doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate.
Review.
Our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy
your circus.
You're
like a robot. Until next time.
Enjoy your circus. And your Thanksgiving.
Minurky.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.